God forgive us.
May God forgive us.
That is true. Okay, guys, welcome to the ApocalCast.
I want to get some more. Oh, sorry. Anyway, okay.
We happy?
What's up, Patrick?
Nothing. It's just, I'm just. You see? Oh, great. Yeah. Why not?
Welcome, John. Back.
Yep. How you guys doing? Welcome to the ApocalCast.
Oh, we're so good. Oh my god, I'm so fucking pumped on life. I'm pumped on fucking everything.
Woo! Hi.
Oh, so good.
That's great to hear, Jad.
That's yeah. So I'm exciting, like Jad.
Yeah. So excited for today's ApocalCast.
You were considering moving to Cyprus.
Wanna.
Yeah, you know, I was considering also, that, and then I was just like, no, life in New York is fucking great.
Yeah,
fucking
and
great.
You fucking stay great. Here in fucking New York. So, listen.
Unfortunately.
Well, you know what? We might as well just.
Just to interrupt, I want to remind everybody that I'm Johnny B-Roll.
Yep.
It's great to see you again. It's been a while.
Yeah, because I'm the real Johnny B-Roll.
Yeah. He's come back. He, you know, apparently has escaped from captivity. First I've heard of it, but, you know.
Never
it's good
was
to see
in
you.
Captivity.
Oh, well, okay. Well, see, like I said,
that's
it's already suspicious.
It.
False rumors.
Everybody, we are coming to you from a very special place. We are not at Radio Free Brooklyn this week.
That's true.
We are on the corner of North 7th.
Nope.
Don't give away your
location. Wow. There's only so many ways that you can fuck up an apocalypse.
North 7th and
nothing else.
8th
no
Avenue.
Other fucking street in the world.
Jad, I used to think you were smart.
What?
But now clearly you aren't.
What do you mean?
And now listen. You know how everybody like accused me of like killing you, Johnny B-Roll?
I wouldn't know. I'm not Johnny B-Roll.
Which he didn't, because Johnny B-Roll's here.
Yeah. Well, look, here he is, right?
See, that's false.
Clearly, I am Johnny B-Roll.
And not an imposter.
Seriously, if I were an imposter, I'd kill myself.
I don't know, you kind of look like you could just be like fake skin draped across some weird like cotton core.
You know, like, if it was some fake skin draped across my face.
You
kind of
look like a puppet.
Didn't
are
I
you talking about
it?
Like a Buffalo Bill situation? Like just
no,
off
are you guys accusing me
to,
of taking Johnny
like
B-Roll's dead flesh
massacre?
And putting it on
or
an actor?
Because I certainly
like a
wouldn't
more
consent to that. I'm not that
kind
of Johnny B-Roll.
Cloning, grafting, like a computer
generated
why you
put the lotion in the basket.
Yeah. Well, clearly you would have.
This is great. This week's
Wi-Fi.
Certainly not wearing a wig.
Where is it? The Wi-Fi.
Oh. I see. He needs the internet.
So anyways, what the fuck were we talking about?
I don't know.
Well,
do you
want
to take
everybody, everyone.
Should know.
We're in Brooklyn, New York. We're in Brooklyn, New York.
Somewhere near Brooklyn, New York.
We are in, listen, what you need to know is we are in the hippest place in the fucking world. And you want to know what is really cool here in the hippest place in the fucking world?
People are talking about
fucking teenagers.
No.
Everyone's into it.
Nah.
Everybody's into it, man. It's the new thing. Pedophilia.
It's not really a new thing. It's just kind of like what all the creepy
actually,
like dudes have been doing for
right.
A while.
So historically, pedophilia
especially
has
when
been
they're your bosses. I'll tell you, it's punk rock though.
Wait, I thought I had discovered something cool.
Oh no, you just discovered being a man.
I mean,
you
like,
rediscovered what
like,
was
oh,
from
Jad,
the old
Jad,
ages.
Big fucking that, surprise! You thought fucking
Jad, let me
girl
tell you,
was
since,
really cool. I'm shocked.
Since
dude.
At least
color me fucking shocked.
Before time. People
Kristen's
have been taking
back.
On
hey,
young
by the
women.
Way, Kristen's not dead. I know she was dead the last time.
I've never died.
We
set
on
Star Hill evil.
Yeah. We'll recount that as soon as we get the Wi-Fi up. You know, because we it's not really the type of thing that you can't really
Apococast in search of Wi-Fi.
In search of Wi-Fi. It's like in search of Spock.
So, sorry, Pat, let me take over the mic here for a second and talk about pedophilia. It's
all right, Johnny.
You know.
All right. What's going on?
No, we don't want to talk about
I
don't like to edit.
Fuck pedophilia. It's all about necrophilia.
Thank you.
If you guys want to be cool, you got to start fucking the dead.
Wait, I mean I've heard that, but
fucking coming. So to speak.
Yeah, I mean,
they had me fucking coming.
Oh! Fucking dead people humor.
There's nothing like an actual bone inside of your pussy to really stimulate that thing they call the G-spot. Yeah. Honestly, I didn't find it until I had put it.
But is it as satisfying if it's cold?
Inside of me.
Do you like cold bones?
I like it to put them in the microwave for
gushing. Ooh,
oh, that's a unique strategy.
I also like the fresh corpses when the bellies have just burst because of all these crazy chemical reactions that go on inside of you, inside of a coffin. Your intestines literally, they just explode.
So shitting themselves like at the same time that they're being
warm.
Yeah,
you can see it leak out of like the fucking tombs
and
shit.
It's the poop, they leak out of the anus.
You know, so my dad.
No, it bursts like your stomach actually explodes. But to fuck through, that is amazing. So forget what Jad was saying about teenagers.
Jad, tell us about teenagers.
Yeah,
tell us about what happened to your dick. I heard there was a problem.
We're not going
to
talk about
and that you had to raise money for it or something.
Actually, I don't think
Weren't you like crowdfunding your dick?
A while ago, it's very personal and it's really not funny. Okay, I had to have a penis reduction.
Four inches was too big, huh?
Oh, you know what? All right, fine. Mock me. That's, you know.
I'm just saying.
You can do whatever you want.
That some women find 4 inches too big. I know from personal experience.
Yeah, I agree.
It's
because his legs are too weak to carry anything bigger.
The most his frail body can handle is like 3 inches of extra weight dangling between his weak, fucking fragile legs.
Listen,
have you ever seen those things? They crack under the weight of his own head.
Listen,
Dad.
I am aerodynamic, okay? That's what my mom always told me. And you are not going to convince, you're not going to body shame me, okay?
Aerodynamic? Is that what they call like the sound of something just breaking and crackling and like?
Yeah, it's one thing to have a small penis.
It's like you can't even
a fragile penis.
You can't even blow in the wind.
Are you kidding me?
Like,
we all have fragile penises.
They call it
we should
glass
all be
dick.
Aware.
Pat, tell me
of
more.
The fragility of our dicks.
Oh yeah.
Are you kidding me? Listen, guys, I'm going to pause to say.
I'll tell you.
We're talking about fragile penises.
No, we all have fragile penises, and you should all.
That is very fucking true. You dudes, and you're like,
what is a woman
if not
a man who the penis broke off?
No, you gotta go throat first.
I'm gonna make you come with my dick. Yeah. I'm gonna make you come with my dick. That's all Jad ever fucking says.
But we still advocate for going into life dick first.
That's true. You gotta go dick first, but it's like with all. Well, okay. Anyways, so Johnny B-roll, welcome back.
Hi, I'm Johnny B-roll. I just want everybody to know that I am Johnny B-roll.
That's really good.
I
know,
believe you.
Thank you, Jad. Thank you for. I
yeah,
know
I just I you. Yeah, for all the people that support my case, I got like $5-$10. You know, it's given to me by my sponsors. For anybody who needs to be convinced that I'm actually Johnny B-roll.
I don't need to listen.
Who are some
B-roll.
Of your sponsors?
I'm a man of Jesus here at the Apococast. First off,
I love Jesus. I just want everybody to know I love
Jesus.
I know,
Johnny, you loved Jesus before, and now you still love Jesus.
Well, I'm pretty sure that I can't understate my love for Jesus.
That is, you wouldn't be allowed here if you were. You know? So that's just one thing. Yep. If you were understating your love for our fucking Lord and Savior, you would have a problem.
If you were, you'd be dead.
Yeah, if you were, we would butt fuck the shit out of you if you were doing that. So,
we got no truck for the half.
I would just fuck your corpse.
I mean, we are all
nude
anyway. I mean,
we all about necrophilia,
They get weird about the rape shit. I don't do that.
You know, if there's one thing people know about Pat Nelsman, it's
what I hear. Pat, if I could interrupt for a minute.
Oh, don't steal my thing.
No, it's not about you. Because according to Jesus, it's about the men in the room. And what I wanted to say.
That's not true.
I can't even fuck a corpse without a guy taking credit for it. Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
I puzzle jives. Sorry, continue. Listen, she's fucked more corpses than I have, all right? So you're right. I can't take it away from a... Kristen, you're a hero because you're an inspiration for young women that are also corpse fuckers.
I mean,
you know? And like this girl was like, at a moment, I fuck dead bodies. And maybe, I'm like, that doesn't make me weird. That just makes me fucking artistic.
They used to slut shame us, but you know, we've been having...
What's something that rhymes with slut?
And you know what? And you know what else, Pat? Maybe now, like, all these, like, young living men are going to have somebody to compete with. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like,
exactly.
Well,
are you fucking... There are only so many warm corpses.
Like, Todd. World. Todd's dick was even bigger than Jed's and even bigger than Tom's.
Should I
But he's dead.
You can't compete with dead dudes because no one talks less.
We're all dead inside anyway.
It's like, hey,
dudes have no fucking chance once you start fucking the dead.
What if it was a choice? Like, hey, should I
fail
Rick and
Morty?
Fuck yeah. Hey,
and they're always stiff.
Oh, they're like, can I slip you my Morgus? Mortis?
Hey, what if I had a choice?
Have you ever seen skin fall off of the bone? That's half the fun.
I haven't actually. No, I've not.
It's so slippery and slidey inside of those coffins. You have no idea. You'd imagine it dry, but actually the more moisture, the faster the decomposition. So I really like to get in there after a long, rainy night.
Which is better in bed?
Just fill all the holes of the dead corpse.
Which is better in bed? A fresh...
Airtight.
Oh, airtight. Oh.
I remember.
Oh, God. And then the pressure will just build and build and build and build.
It builds until it bursts all over the mausoleum.
Oh God! It bursts with
the
glory of Jesus.
There, Kristen. Yeah, you remember that time you got picked up by the cops because you were fucking that dude in the cemetery in Asbury?
Yes, that was an interesting one. That guy, he had a huge dick, small testicles. Have you ever seen that? It's weird looking. It was a very fresh corpse, so it was still intact.
As the Johnny B-roll, I'm very familiar with that situation. I just,
tiny balls.
Tiny balls. Like,
that's another thing that proves that he's Johnny B-roll. Johnny B-roll, regale us with a joke. He tells jokes exactly like Johnny B-roll.
This one time my mother was talking about my baby pictures and she said that even as a baby, I had a big dick and small balls.
Yep, that's exactly what Johnny B-roll used to say.
Wait, are you a corpse?
Chad, isn't that right?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Can't shut him up about it.
He's talking about his
small balls and his big dick.
He has the same light hair and long hair. You know, like he looks exactly like him.
As Johnny B-roll, I totally agree with what Pat's saying. Just supporting my identity as... Johnny B-roll.
He looks like if Johnny B-roll were singing Black Hole Sun at a dive bar on the Lower East Side.
Yeah.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
That's Johnny B-roll.
Yeah, that's me. For those who were uninitiated, didn't know what Chad was talking about. That's me.
That's what Johnny B-roll does. Always talking about his dick and his small balls.
My very small balls.
And his mother.
Clarify. Yeah, my mother talking about my big dick and my small balls.
The problem is that they never fully dropped, right?
You know, it is a problem because it's actually, according to the doctors, just the skin that makes up the contour of my balls.
When I was a little kid, my mom was always like, be careful about your ball skin because there's a lot of moving objects in civilization, and one of them can just fucking clip right on that shit. Seriously, don't leap over a fucking pole with your balls missing.
Yeah, don't try to fucking like hop a chain link fence, you know, because you could fucking snag your balls.
Just shut the fuck up about your balls, all right? No one gives a shit. We'd all rather fuck dead corpses than fuck dudes. We have a serious problem, which is Johnny B-roll looks like he was like a fucking victim of the chainsaw massacre. He looks different. He looks weird. He looks like his skin has been stitched on top of something else. Trust me, I know what skin not attached to the bone looks like.
You know, I'd like to offer an explanation for this.
Johnny B-roll, did you also know that etched into your back are the words "no rambling, no gambling"? What? Do you have any idea what that might be about?
I have a great explanation for this this accusation that
I look
different.
Yeah, what's that all about? Make some shit up quickly.
And this accusation that I have a certain phrase etched into my back, so I was caught.
A certain phrase that's associated with a certain show that I used to host when I was in a bad way. That was called.
So here's the story. Here's how it goes. I was playing a poker game. I was playing a poker game in the Lower East Side, and I was caught with a couple cards up my sleeve, right? And so what they did...
You have enormous sleeves. You would do that.
Yeah, yeah. Just huge sleeve, but really...
If there's one thing they say about Johnny B-Roll is that guy has sleeves like a motherfucker.
Pat, let me clarify.
No Jesus,
the let sleeves. Me clarify
balls,
everybody
sleeves,
in the
sleeves
room.
Are,
I would
his
like
Jesus and his sleeves are
just,
fucking huge.
I would just like to set the record straight that people tell me I have huge sleeves, but really small cuffs. Anyway, what I was saying is that I caught with a couple cards up my sleeve and...
Well, they were probably caught in your cuffs.
Johnny B-Roll, we miss your folksy gambling ways, man. Oh, yeah. You know, you wouldn't have liked me before because I was against gambling, but now I'm fucking... It doesn't even bother me at all.
After the
Billy Bob
Dick,
Patrick...
Dick
either the way, Reverend, the Reverend has come back to Jesus.
When
that's
they,
right. Oh,
the
Jesus
Reverend
appears,
has
and
returned.
And it feels so fucking
he came
good.
To
I'm
Jesus
really,
a few
I'm,
episodes
I'm
ago.
I'm upset you guys aren't letting me tell my story. You know,
I'm sorry,
be,
Johnny B-Roll. Yeah,
take it away. Take it away.
No, I don't want to tell anymore. Now I just... Now you're going to get an ask for it again. I really got to be convinced that you guys want to hear it.
Oh my God!
This is it. This is your chance, Johnny B-Roll.
Yes.
30 seconds, dude.
Yep, go.
Well, it'll take me 10. So anyway, when I got caught with these cards off these,
oh Johnny B-Roll, he's so slick.
I got these cards, so right? And these people, when I got caught with the cards, they beat me up and my face got changed, and then they branded this thing on my back, and
that's why he looks different and the hair color.
That's
thing
the
like,
end of the story. They grew hair out and they dyed it.
Wait, so they cut your face off and then they put it back on
your face? No, they didn't cut it off. They just changed it a little bit.
And they held a gun to the back of his head. They were like, grow hair.
Yeah, right. So I had to grow this hair. And what else are you going to do in a life or death situation?
It was so intense.
Damn, I don't know if I could do that.
It was very intense. It was a life-changing moment.
Well,
I hope you understand that I am the person I am. Which is Johnny B-Roll.
What was it like when praise you were being in Mud Honey?
Praise fucking Jesus.
Yeah.
Tell us
about those years.
Tell us about those years in Mud Honey in Seattle when you were in that Seattle grunge days with all the heroin. And, you know.
Yeah, well, I was hoping you didn't ask me about this because it was a really embarrassing part of my life. I was dealing with thoughts of suicide and, you know, cheating on my girlfriend and all these... really specific grunge lyrics that I brought into song and you know I don't like people knowing about that part of me
I don't like people knowing about
what's that Pat
my penis
I mean the most embarrassing
Pat,
part
why
of
do
doing
you talk
heroin
about it so
is obviously the hemorrhoids let's just
yeah,
be honest
you know you get some really hard shits
yeah
and, yeah
I wish
no, I well. If you
heroin
keep,
and hemorrhoids.
As long as you have enough heroin.
If you have a child with hemorrhoids, regular hemorrhoids, and they're under 25, it's because they're on dope.
Yep. It's because they love that sort of
dead giveaway. Yeah.
Or they had a really bad snowboarding accident.
Let me crank these hard shits out right now and bleed.
Yeah. It's really, if they're on consistent heroin.
That's the thing about babies, hard ass shits.
Do babies have hard shits?
I think
nothing's like a Suboxone shit.
Ooh.
Tell you that.
Suboxone is not as fun as people think it is. You know, everyone's like, hey, man, it's so cool.
Oh,
Suboxone.
It's hard, stronger than heroin.
Yeah, so as Johnny B-Roll, I endorse wholeheartedly Suboxone. I think it's a great
harm
way
reduction.
For this harm reduction.
No, I think people need to just overdose and get it over with.
Like you?
Yep. I wish I was dead. It would just be easier.
I always
but
tell you,
I'm
you
not.
Haven't let go enough. You it's should true. Just overdose and die.
You're right.
You'd all
Kristen,
be a lot
you.
Fucking
you know, sometimes,
better off without
sometimes
you.
I'm always thinking that I'm going to make a mistake, and then you're just like, no, Pat, listen, you really should just kill yourself. I'm like,
Kristen,
I'm
you're just encouraging him. You're
the
just
most rational choice.
Kristen, I think you're just encouraging him because you just want another corpse around.
You could actually go to
are
jail.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
I have
so
many corpses to
that's
fuck.
That's fucking sexual they're harassment at the Apocalypse, all right? We don't bang our co-hosts at the Apocalypse.
That's the thing about dudes. They think they're so
well,
important. You guys realize how many motherfuckers have died before you, like, since the beginning of time, and you think I'm going to fuck your corpse?
Hey, I'm not saying. It's just fucking
Jad here.
Go fuck
yourself, dude. You can masturbate
Kristen.
In your own coffin. You're not getting any pussy, I'll tell you that.
Are you kidding me? I'm going to be set on fire.
Your corpse is not getting shit.
My corpse is not getting laid, but that's Christine because I'm going to be set on fire and then
very
eaten.
Discerning
my descendants, a condition of my will for my descendants is going to be that they have to eat my body. Mm. Right? Do you understand that? They have to eat
no.
every single part of my body,
you
including the bones.
That
you have
for
to,
me
you know
too.
How they, you know how you
including
eat the bones?
The
you boil
bone.
Them into a fucking broth.
Exactly. Everyone at your funeral should have to eat your
yep.
you as
come
soup.
On in. You
and
want
then
my money?
It should be a giant puke fest, and everyone should yep. be like, I'm eating. And,
so, welcome back to the Apocalypse. Now we have an opportunity to teach a little story about Jesus. You know, Because Jesus was.
You know what I hear? Jesus had long, greasy hair.
Jesus did have long, greasy hair.
He was the world. He was one of the most famous necrophiliacs. A lot of people don't know that about Jesus.
Yeah, came back from necromancy.
Yeah.
Band, you know.
But scholars have later discovered that Jesus was actually like his whole shtick was leading this movement of necrophiliacs.
It wasn't enough to him like to fuck all these corpses. He had to like become a corpse himself.
Well, there's a reason why
exactly.
He had to take it so far.
He was a fucking martyr, but only for the people who wanted to fuck him.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, nail me.
Like
suck
every
me.
Other martyr.
So Jesus never fucked.
Exactly.
A child because
honestly, I'm straight, and the whole Jesus thing makes me wicked horny.
Because you want to fuck his dead body?
No, not exactly. Just because the whole religion, it's like being nude and like nailed to something and having that many people watch you.
It's the punishment
it's like,
and
exactly.
the pleasure.
Yeah.
It's like the salvation through pain. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just Jesus, you know?
It's very, like, it's very, like, masochistic.
Very, like,
it's like
blood and nails.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
What a lot of people don't know is, like, when Jesus, like fell, he was actually like, oh, God, I love that.
Wait, when did he fall?
Oh, when he was carrying that cross and he would, like,
oh, I didn't
he would,
know
like,
he fell.
Fall.
What
he
a
fell,
loser.
He fell twice.
Yeah.
What
Jesus
and they
fell a couple times. It was just,
time,
it, but that was
him.
Just self-flagellation. You know what I mean? He loved that.
Jad, you would know. How many wouldn't Jad was, like,
well,
Jad trips and falls anytime it comes to doing something honorable.
To be like Jesus is the Christian.
And then as if like it was a false.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then I get back up and they're like, are you okay? I'm gonna be like, I'm fine, babe.
But we were telling a parable about Jesus. So
yeah, Jesus did it for the sex.
What were we talking about?
Jesus
talking
did
about,
it because
we
he was a perv.
We were talking about people fucking dead bodies.
Dead bodies. We were talking about how Mary Magdalene was actually dead, and that's why Jesus never fathered a child.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So he just impregnated the dead earth.
Well, yeah. If you could call it impregnation.
That's my favorite
mostly,
Bible verse.
Mostly he was
and then
used by living women.
And then
and his dead body was just fucked and destroyed.
And then pickled.
Yeah.
And eaten. Oh, yeah, I was saying that I want to have my descendants eat my corpse.
Uh-huh. Who gets to eat your dick?
Because I had said that and you stole my idea. But yeah.
I'm sorry, I apologize. We don't like plagiarism here at the Apocalypse.
Mm-mm.
We were plagiarized by another.
Not.
So Kristen's descendants are going to have to eat her pickled corpse and then drink her bones and then gargle it and then vomit it out.
And then fuck what's left of me.
And then fuck what's left of her. They're going to have to just shove
family
all
only.
Of her bones up in their assholes and pussies.
Yep.
Just fit it in there. Listen, little Tina. I don't care. Grandma's will was very fucking specific.
That's the thing about scattering ashes. People do it in like their backyard, and then there's just human bones in it.
Yeah, I'm like, nope. Jam
they
that
don't,
all up in
your
asshole.
That shit doesn't blow in the wind. Yeah, there's only one place to put it.
Eat me, and then jam the rest. And then
I mean,
my,
if
my
you have
lawyer,
a koi pond or something, that would be.
Oh, right. Feed me the koi. Yeah, and then my lawyer. Will
are
have
you
to
talking
watch.
About lawyers just because you want to make a Jews reference? Is
no,
that really where this is coming from?
It's not. It's going to. It's that Kristen's lawyer is going to have to watch all of her descendants shit out her remains.
Because he's
so
a Jew and he doesn't
money.
Get to participate in the glory of a Catholic mass, huh?
I don't remember Johnny B-roll being an anti-Semite.
I am
actually supporting the Jews. If you can't read my dialogue here, they think it's a.
This is some. I mean. Johnny B-Roll 2 is from, like,
we
that
did take
weird,
a strong position on
like,
Semitism.
You know, like,
we're
the
not,
Northwest,
yeah, he was
right?
Yeah,
like,
it's kind of all the same
like
up there.
It's like some kind of Northwestern, like,
religion
grungy,
is kind
of
like a salve. It's like a general.
Yeah. Oh, so
it's
holier
like
than that.
It's like a
soup. Oh, so
it's like
avant.
A potato soup, kind of.
Yeah, like, they're like,
religion.
Oh, I'm so edgy.
I don't
you're
know.
Like, oh, you're just kind of like a weird asshole.
Yeah.
Like, no, this religion was really cool in the early 2000s, okay?
And you're like, ugh. Like, yeah, Dave Grohl.
Just wanna show my support.
He's
for
our
Mike.
Homeboy, okay? We love Dave Grohl.
We love the Grohl man.
But on the Jews, we're like kind of like whatever, you know. We kind of don't care that much about it. Kind of like the whole Lena Dunham thing. Like I don't know. This,
yeah, there are a lot
whole,
of conspiracies
Jesus
on
king
the
of
subject.
The Jews.
Yeah.
How are we not supposed to fucking? It's a Jesus-centered podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. There
how
a lot
are you supposed
of,
to not? Not be like supportive of the Jews if he's king of the Jews.
No, but it's just not
yeah.
like we're not like super like pro like Semitic. We're not anti-Semitic.
Well,
but we're not like
no.
Now that Hitler's in power, we're pro-Semitic. It just
sure.
Well,
you gotta
follow.
I love
when
Jews.
When the Nazis are marching.
Yeah,
you know,
when the Nazis are marching.
Yeah, you can't really
listen. Those
you
Nazis.
You have to show them your piss. You know.
Those Nazis love Jews too, as long as they're in Israel.
But now
they're
trying to.
Sure, they hate them also. They just hate all Jews. They're just like, you see, their Christ is like, they believe in the Antichrist as Christ. So
yeah.
Our Christ is like going to come back and he's going to be like, hey, Christians, Jews, Muslims, let's all go kick the shit out of Mike Flynn. You know, yeah. That's like our Jesus. Their Jesus is like,
I told you so.
Yeah, I told.
Oh. See.
Speaking of which,
their Jesus is going to say fake news.
Wait, we did. There's been some predictions on the Apocalypse that have come true.
That's true. Also, by the way, so like Jesus, I yelled at the new, at the old Johnny B. Roll because he was saying that he could clear some memory on my computer, and I was like, I accused him of being a traitor. And I was like, get your greasy, filthy hair off of my computer.
Really, and as a non-believer, he is proven wrong, because here we are recording this podcast freed memory.
Yep. On the memory that Johnny B-Roll freed up. After he
with
returned.
The blood of Jesus.
I, as the real and the holy, truthful Johnny B-Roll, has freed up.
Okay, so, hey, Kristen, why don't you read some of the headlines?
Okay. Welcome to the Apocalypse, the only truth, the only source of truth on Earth.
Hang on a second. We're waiting for more of the seconds.
Why with the seconds?
What are we waiting for? That's what my ex always told me, that I had to wait, and I don't appreciate it.
Okay, go.
Donald Trump Jr. to be interviewed by House Intelligence Committee next week. See?
Oh, I do see.
Oh, man, we told you.
24-hour Putin people. My week watching Kremlin propaganda channel RT. See? Told you, motherfuckers.
You were right.
You dumbass, you didn't listen to the Apocalypse.
We warned you and you didn't listen.
You didn't listen to the fucking cast.
You're all listening to the fucking mainstream
media.
Here's
a headline from The New Yorker. What we're listening to this week. Oh, I fucking wonder, The New Yorker. What are you listening to this week? Maybe the show that predicted all your other fucking headlines.
Yeah, probably.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Amen. Hurrah, right on. I say right on to that, sir.
Here's another headline from Johnny B. Roll's hometown. It's The Stranger. Mm. It's, can anybody help out this week?
See? Do you see?
Oh, my God.
We tried to warn you.
The fucking nerve behind that one.
Can anybody help out this week? Hit us with some more news, Kristen.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
And try and make it a little bit more holy. I don't like your news is a little unholy.
Yeah, we got to hear more about Jesus.
We got to hear the news, but let's just add a little bit of a moral lesson from Jesus into each of the headlines. Yeah. Go now. Yeah.
ABC News. Steve Bannon to stump for Roy Moore next week.
See?
Do you see now?
Oh my God.
Do you see the anti-Semites? They're marching. Old news, everybody. Okay, how about this? Best worst case scenarios. Tiger Woods expectations for this weekend beyond.
Interesting story.
But Tiger Woods was recently arrested for doing the. You know how they always have those Florida headlines? Tiger Woods did the most Florida thing ever and got a DUI on Delauded.
Florida man.
Wow. There's really? Nothing more flauded Florida. It's flauded than fucking Delauded.
It's flauded with Delauded. Oh, do you see?
Do you see?
We told you the Delauded was happening in Delray fucking Beach, the rehab capital of the United States of America.
I mean, wake the fuck up, New York.
What else were we going to talk about?
What? I mean, we're just... Yeah, I mean, everyone needs to know that we told them. Do you think they know?
Yeah,
I think they might know. That was pretty good.
There's a lot that was predicted that
was
has
really
come
good,
true.
Actually, yeah.
Guys... Yeah, really doubling down on this, making sure.
Oh, we were gonna talk about Alabama, how it's now a haven for pedophiles.
Oh yeah. No,
I already explained that.
Oh yeah, come on down.
Right, but down in Alabama, they're like 7 years behind. Just the same way you were talking about like the mainstream media and drugs.
The state flag is a trooper.
They have been trying to breathe free for so long, and they're finally getting their chance.
Yeah, they're getting the
chance
to be pedophiles.
Finally, pedophiles will have their own state in America. You know, where they can just run free.
Equal rights.
Just be one with the land and hunt. Squirrel and fuck 14-year-olds.
The eternal Oxycontin from 2007.
All of the persecution they have suffered is about to end.
Finally,
because now
that's one threshold that America has yet to breach. But finally, a pedophile would be elected to the Senate.
You're right.
You know,
we're all
that
about
cannot be the first really, pedophile that's been elected.
Yeah,
to the Senate.
He's running on a pedophile standpoint.
Yeah, exactly.
He's the first guy that's like
long enough.
I fuck children. What of it? You know, long enough. Like, you know,
Trump
he does
was
all point.
Kind, yeah, but Trump kind of ran on like that "I'd fuck my own daughter" platform. So right. I feel like
listen,
at this point he really paved the way.
All those assholes that
incest
are sharing
incest is not the same as pedophilia. I hate being equivocated with with those incestuous bastards. I am my own type. I say as the real Johnny B. Roll.
I just want to know. I just want to know. Okay, so if we let pedophiles be teachers. Are they gonna fuck? Are they gonna fuck children?
I mean,
of
Socrates.
Yeah.
That was what Socrates did.
That's
kind
of the point.
Wait a second.
Now, in
Alabama, you can fuck children, and that's great because now they have their own state in America where they can just go and just they can insert their penises into young teenagers. And then they can ejaculate, and then the police will come and laugh at them.
Isn't that so cute
that
you guys
adorable?
Think Alabama is the only place that's legal to put your dick
you
inside of a little girl?
Well, all throughout the Trump's America,
aww.
You know? Because
it's
of
the
economic
same boys who think I'd fuck their corpse if they were dead.
It's because of the economic anxiety. They're like, oh, Jesus, the economic anxiety.
Yeah,
oh,
dude.
God. I've been fucking these prepubescent girls for so long. Oh, the economic anxiety.
Dude,
oh.
I used to be a coal miner.
Yeah, and then they told me that I couldn't
tell me
fuck
about your time as a coal miner. Wait, everybody pause. I want
to
hear about John's time as a coal miner.
Tell us about it. He's
from
West
Virginia.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to hear why I'm so pissed off?
He labored in the coal mines, in the pits.
I was down there.
Sorry.
I was down there for 25 years. I was 3 months away from pension. I was 3 months away from pension, and then they said, "Hey, John. Oh, sorry.
So
we fucked
there,
you over."
So you were when you were from
and
when you were us.
Exactly.
From when you were in the womb.
They used to call him John down
like,
in the mines.
I was like, "Wait a minute."
He was born down in the mine.
Wait a minute.
In West Virginia, they were like,
"A child of the earth."
And I was like, "Oh my God, this
Ibn
is
al-Arid,
the worst
son
thing
son
that
of
is
the earth."
Yes.
And they were like, "This son was born without the sun, without the lights." Without the Apocalypse, here
oh
in the
God,
pit,
it's so dark.
He shall labor in the pit, collecting coal, making America great. Nothing shall ever interrupt this joy. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, America.
And I looked at that.
Oh, thank you, our Lord and fucking Savior.
Chirp, chirp.
And I looked at that scene. I looked at that awful, ugly scene, and I said, I have to fuck a teenager.
Cheep, cheep. Is that a canary?
I must fuck a teenager.
Damn.
So you voted for Roy Moore.
Oh, Lord, it is unfair. Lord, you cannot allow this to happen to me.
You're so oppressed. The pro-child fucking block of the voters has been oppressed for years.
You
but
see?
But now they finally have a state of their own. Oh, it's wonderful.
It's like
the new Jerusalem for pedophiles. Welcome
to
Alabama.
Oh, no, but the canary is a chirping. Didn't you hear that?
What?
The canary in the coal mine.
Oh. That canary's in a way the Apocalypse is that canary. Because
true.
We're throwing ourselves on the fucking hand grenade. Don't
I think
hear,
something
do,
might
do
be coming
see?
For Jad in those coal mines. There might be a reckoning a cometh for all you fucking pedophiles. I don't know.
Listen, we here at the Apocalypse are pro incest. Let's be real. Cause
yeah.
Look,
but
a lot
only
of us
if
are
your
French.
Relatives are dead.
Some of us are from parts of the Middle East where it's acceptable. I'm from a part of France where
oh,
it's very acceptable.
Okay, the guys on the Apocalypse are fucking rapists. Surprise, surprise.
We're not rapists.
Attention to the
no, no,
news.
No. Because we fuck our cousins doesn't make us rapists.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Sometimes
okay.
your cousin consents.
Please don't
yeah.
let,
yeah.
just
yeah.
because
me.
I'm into incest, please don't let me in with rapists.
Yeah, don't
okay,
let me
that
in.
Is
no,
not
it's more
fair.
The pedophilia,
we got a lot of lines that
actually.
We got to distinguish between the incestuous, the pedophilous. And
I don't know.
The rapists.
It's hard for me to
there
judge because like my
different.
Whole family's dead, so I just can't. I can't put myself in that
guys,
position. I don't know that I wouldn't fuck my family if
true.
I had
the police
family.
Killed her mother.
Yeah. Yeah. And while they were
fuck
carrying
the
his
police.
Corpse away, she was kind of turned on, you know, right? I just
no. They just killed her, and it was very sad.
No, they didn't kill her. She's obviously still here because she's talking on the podcast.
No, I'm saying the police did kill Sarah's mom.
Oh,
well,
oh, her
they
mother.
Let
yeah,
her
yeah,
die.
Yeah, sorry.
That's
I didn't,
worse.
Right.
Right.
Clearly
worse.
Worse. Yeah. But she Johnny was
let
kind
Sarah
of attractive.
Tell her own story.
Oh, no, it's already an
it's
episode
already
of the
already canon.
It's on iTunes.
It's canon. Yeah, it's on iTunes. The story.
Episode. Sarah tells her own story.
Cheers.
That was good. That was very funny. Well, I Googled happy music.
This is our happiness?
Oh, it is happiness. Tell us something. Tell us a sad story.
This one time.
Oh, wait, no, wait. When my mother was killed.
So when Jad was born down in the coal mine, he was like, I've got to vote for a pedophile now because I was born into coal, but now coal has been taken away from me.
Sure,
and
sure.
All the rest of my fucking left? People in West Virginia.
What is there left besides trying to fuck children? I mean, like.
There's only two major industries in Alabama.
I know.
Coal and pedophilia. You know, and what, you're going to take it away from the fucking God-loving people out there who all share memes about how Islam's bad because they think that Muhammad married, like, a teenager. But they're like, listen, just because Roy Moore fucked a teenager in front of us doesn't mean that we're going to let any of these fucking globalist cucks into our country, all right?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
He just had a wheel of teenagers. But isn't there this guy who's been kind of creeping around, speaking of Islam, who calls him himself Osama, like something like Osama bin Reggae? Is that what it is? And he's like
he never says shit.
He's got all these followers, and he says he's gonna change the world. Is that him?
Am I coming in as Osama bin Reggae?
What do you mean coming in?
You're gonna come save Alabama from itself.
I'm afraid.
Why would I want to save Alabama? I like necrophilia and pedophilia.
You like both?
It's all
Everybody will be happy. Oh, come in. Yeah.
The only question I have is why they don't fuck camel. I think it's very logical. It's the same transition.
They probably should just fuck sheep.
Can you lean to the mic? They need to just streamline the process. Because listen, they need to just legalize bestiality and then get rid of pedophilia.
Yeah, do you think that would fix the problem, camels?
I think camel on girl is nice.
Yeah?
But camel that's alone a very popular, is not very good.
That's a very popular genre.
What about dead camel? Is that a thing?
Of course. But the donkey is better because it's tighter. Mm,
yeah. Do you know, there's something in Lebanon called the Thieves Market. I just
want to say that I really have a problem being here on this podcast with all you infidels.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, there's...
But listen, any form of extremism, we're willing to embrace pretty much any form of extremism. Yeah.
We understand we're all sinners.
We were Israeli settlers last week.
I just want you all to know that I really would like you all dead now. just to make things clear.
Because you hate my freedom?
Yeah, it's not your freedom. Your choice.
It's your religion. It's your faith. And your identity.
Your freedom is okay, but Jesus, I have a problem with.
Me so too. As like a beacon of evil.
So next week.
Yeah.
Osama in space.
I would love to say that Kristen would probably like us all dead too. Just to fantasize about her fucking our corpses.
Speaking of Kristen and dead.
I already told you I would never fuck your corpse.
Yeah. What about my corpse?
That's like I would never fuck anybody alive.
Yeah, but that would just be to prove a point that he's dead.
Yeah. No, I would just burn your dick. Oh. So no one could ever fuck it.
Be like,
even in death.
Have you burned his
for
dick?
For all of eternity. Yes.
Like burning candle
I'd be
under
like,
darkness.
Oh, does it feel small now, motherfucker?
I always use dick as torch.
Like
dicks are the best torches. Why doesn't anyone know that? They burn so well. It's like amazing. I've
like
never
lighting
seen
a cigar
any...
with a $100 bill.
It's like a Duraflame log, the way it lights up. It's incredible.
The log.
I would say, oh Allah, please.
It's Dao El Airi. The light of my dick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dao El Airi.
Burn every cock.
Except mine.
No, every week we cut our dick off here at the Apophilcast.
As all men should.
Yeah.
It's mostly
Pat. I think it's time. I'm ready, honestly. Like,
I'll do the honor.
Yeah, I don't even think that I've ever once used my dick properly.
Shut up and cut your dick off.
Yep.
Yeah. What do you use? Do you use like a glass bottle, or is there like one knife that you just like wash every time?
No,
or do you
I
not
like.
Wash
you know what,
it,
do you
or?
Know what a kukri is? A kukri.
No, what is that?
It's the ceremonial dagger of the Nepalese tribes that are the Gurkhas.
Okay.
It's like a bent knife. Yeah.
Like a sickle. Like
it's sort of like a sickle, but like more suave. Like if you know how to use it, you can really kill with that. It's actually
bent the other way around. It is a sickle, but bent.
Yeah, bent towards, and it actually represents the moon and the phallus.
Wow.
Interestingly enough,
a big phallus symbol.
And so that's why it's used to cut off dicks. Of podcasts. It's like in the Bhagavad Gita or whatever.
It's so after
the podcast, ye shall
Buddhist
cut
idea.
Your dick.
What? No, I'm going to cut your dick with a knife that looks like a clit.
It has a little clit, the kukri. So I'm way ahead of you.
A big clit.
It has a big clit.
Only a clit. No dick.
It's puffy.
It has no dick. Puffy. It's all clit. It's all just having your dick lobbed off by clit. It's great. All. We're way ahead of you. Good. Okay.
Okay. Good.
Great.
You
guys are listening to the podcast. If you like what you're listening to, which, again, as I always say, I can't imagine that you are, you can go to our Patreon and www.backslash. You know what? We're not even going to tell you.
We would really like $1 million if you have it.
Or your virgin's blood, or used condoms, tampons.
You
also
can donate your body to science on the Apocalypse website.
Sorry, I'd like to interrupt this for a joke right now.
Oh, Johnny B-roll, please tell us a joke.
As Johnny,
he's so good at jokes.
As Johnny B-roll, what's the difference between 365 used condoms and old tire?
What?
It's one's a good year, the other one's a great year.
Oh, I was gonna say one you've seen, the other one never even a fraction of. That one being the condoms. Well, although I can't even imagine you've seen a Goodyear tire, Jad.
Yeah, Jad, tell us about
that.
Just that off, like knockoff, like, you know, like weird, like off-brand label shit. That's that. Those are the only tires Jad knows.
The dick tires.
Yeah.
Riders.
Speaking of the dick tires, so did you hear that Lena Dunham has been sentenced to death?
Wow. What?
By the Twitterverse.
Yeah, she was on Twitter and she was like, "Fuck all poor people. I piss in their wounds. And then I shit and I sew them back up."
That's so fucking
typical. Yeah, she was like, fuck
that's
the poor.
That's like a nursery rhyme or something.
And people were like, that's enough. Like, we've had enough of Lena Dunham to begin with.
Really? That like, was it? Yeah. That was the thing that pushed him over?
Really?
Yep. I mean, I still watch the show, but, like, it's not that good.
And that's like stereotypical, like, rich white girl shit to say, too.
I know, but that doesn't mean that she should be attached to a cross and then pecked to death by birds.
I would agree.
It was a little excessive.
Pat, I'd like to agree
should
right
be
now.
Alive.
These are changing times, okay? And sometimes there's public executions, and you know what? You might not like it, but this is what's going on now.
As someone who's been publicly executed,
by yours truly here.
I'm just gonna say that. I mean, fuck Lena Dunham. I'll burn the witch myself.
Is that because you would like to fuck Lena Dunham?
No.
Not till she's dead.
No. Yeah, she'd like to. No, yeah, not even just crispy.
Osama,
just,
thank you.
No. It's really ever since she said that her favorite lunch. Or like, her favorite meal. No, that sounds like I'm making fun of her for being fat, and I don't want to do that.
No, we don't make fun of people for being fat.
I know, but
we've all been fat and skinny, and like fat and then skinny.
Ever?
And then just like crying because of the.
Okay. Ever since she said that her favorite thing to smoke was the flesh of poor people, I stopped liking her as much. You know.
Oh, that's true. Also, then she hit that child, and she was like, "Drive on, James." And like her driver just kept going, and it was like dragging the child, and just as his flesh came, it was terrible.
Yeah, and that time she was like she was walking, and she had a water bottle, and that family was on fire, and she just let them burn.
And then she went to the funeral of the kid that she hit, and she like sat in the grave. She was like, "Puh." You know, I was even with her then, like in the blogosphere, I defended her.
She was
her.
Chewing gum.
Well, okay, fine, it was a piece of gum, but the kid should be happy that he's buried with Lena Dunham's gun, Lena Gunham, Gumham, you know, yeah,
Dunn Gunham.
Done Gunham, yeah, but I remember but when, all those sins were like they were offensive, but I didn't think that she should be killed for them.
Remember when Lena Dunham like went to that hotel in Las Vegas and like committed a massacre at long range?
Certainly, yeah. I agree. There are much worse offenses that have been committed.
Oh, the joke of the year! Oh, and the joke of the year goes to Jed.
I mean, she was really holed up in that hotel room, you know, just like with that fucking.
Writing.
She was
like,
with that.
What does it mean to be an artist?
Yeah.
You know, just writing blog posts about random shit. And then she was like, you know what? I'm just going to kill a bunch of people.
She was like, I don't like country music because it's like not representational of white chicks or something.
That's true.
And
it is
fucking
not.
Fucking killed all of them. Yeah.
It's all a bunch of Mexicans in country music. And she was like, I'm disappointed. I feel underrepresented.
She's like I did that fucking show for 5 years and none of you caught on to white supremacy, but then like fucking Donald Trump got selected and now you're all into it. Well, you know what? Fuck everybody else.
She's not really about white supremacy though. She's more about like white just white.
She's about
white chicken.
She's not really white separatist.
White
she's
degeneracy?
Just white.
I don't even
detachable
yeah.
magazines.
She's like, listen, I'm not saying white people are, like, superior to everyone else. It's just that, like, I'm the voice for white people, and the white people are like me. That's just
Well, she's never heard any other voice, so it's hard for her to portray them in her work, you know?
Exactly. Well, that's what she said in the interview. She was just like, well, how could I possibly be a racist if I've never, like, met any other black people?
Guys?
Any other black people?
That's
is she
not
like
true.
Rachel Dolezal?
She had sex with Childish Gambino on the show.
Yeah, only because she was
at a place that I used to do heroin.
She was like, "Oh, there's no black people on my show, so I'm gonna put a black guy on who's a Republican." Like, and I like,
guys, this is Nordic tuba music.
I've never seen Girls, but Childish Gambino is cute.
Is this royalty free Nordic?
Well, it probably is, right?
I don't know. We might get a Nordic lawsuit.
Used for educational purposes.
Fuck their stupid country.
We're
going
to get sued. We're also going to get sued by Dilaudid.
I've never heard of Nordica.
What? Dilaudid slander.
As the real Johnny B. Roll, I'd like to exclaim.
Like, hey, I
would
I like you.
To exclaim that this clip is being used for educational purposes.
So educational. So wait, what were we saying?
I don't know.
It was something super fucking important.
If your kid does, if your kid has hemorrhoids, they're on heroin.
Yeah. Heroin.
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 That's my favorite wine.
If your kid is
like, I'm like, oh, you know, you're not here. Would you like a Merlot or would you like a Cabernet? I'll have the smack.
Yeah. I heard the wine, the bitch.
Legalize smack. So we were talking about Nordic tuba music. We had to talk about something else that was super fucking important. Shit.
Our shit in a bucket.
I don't know. Maybe you could play some music, some live music.
Oh yeah.
We could play the Mr. Trump song. Thank you, Mr. Trump.
I believe.
I have a guitar. And we have all the time. We can even pause this motherfucker. Isn't that incredible? What a feeling. That like makes blood rush to my penis.
The real, like, as the real Johnny B. Roll, I'd like to remind you that we were talking about Lena Dunham fucking Childish Gambino.
Lena Dunham.
That was the
I don't
last.
Think it's fair that they are going to execute her. You know? She's the voice of a generation.
Also, I agree with you. I think she should be spared.
I agree. I think she should be spared. I don't think it was, Marie Antoinette kind of had it coming. You know, like, if I'm being, like, when I was a child, I was always taught that we were right, you know? They were like, bitch, please. You mean, like, they all got what they fucking deserved. Like, oh, you're gonna complain about them? Like, they owned
people. The French Revolution was probably, like, the most lyrical revolution.
Banished slavery, like, 100 years before the fucking, and they gave, like, the vote to the colonies, the Jacobins. Like, I don't know, I'm super pro-Jacobin, but we can talk about that at another point. But the point is that I was taught that we were right to kill all the royals, you know? Fuck Marie Antoinette, but I don't think that Lena Dunham deserves to be pecked to death by squirrels.
Yeah, especially when decided by the Twitterverse.
But she's not corrupt enough, or she's not,
it's just not fair. She hasn't done enough evil, you know? Like, she's a little annoying. Like, she's definitely the epitome of white privilege.
She could have put more pebbles in her sister's vagina.
Yeah, it's true. Like, well, she did put pebbles in her sister's vagina. That's pretty unforgivable.
She could have put more.
Or bigger pebbles.
But I don't think that any of this, like, when that judge put on that hood and was like, Lena Dunham, I sentence you to be pecked to death by birds in the public square. I was like, this is a little excessive. Like, the justice system has really been disappointing to me lately.
Yeah, but did she really have to take her clothes off right then to be like, but why? Man,
yeah, and then she was like,
how can you do it to me?
Why would, and then it was like, brand the young lady's flesh.
But I'm so brave.
And then they were like, heat up the iron. Oh, very well. Shall we still execute her?
Well, and then but the question was like, was it
gonna be?
But how? How are we gonna do it? Like, what's the right way? A drowning, a hanging, a crucifixion? What are the merits of crucifixion?
We should convert her to Islam.
Maybe you can like spark a joint and then use that to like
stone her.
But oh, the cleverness!
But that will not bring it to
pun
happen.
Intended for those of
but
you
I
who
thought
are a little
that you
slow.
Were Osama
bin Rasta. We're just stoned.
Yeah.
Been Rasta, been Reggae, I've been known for many things.
But not weed.
But I have to get my 72 versions. So, Allah remains at the center of my joint.
So, you know what? We should ask the oldest member.
Let's burn
her
with that joint then.
Listen, bin Reggae, we gotta ask the oldest member of our council. Jad. What is to be done to Lena Dunham?
Stolen Valor!
What's to be done to Lena Dunham, sir? Jad.
I think...
Yeah?
I think Lena Dunham should be tarred and feathered photographed and put on the cover of New York Magazine.
To death?
Wow.
Should she be put on the cover of New York Magazine to death?
Alive. You shall be put on the cover of New York Magazine until dead.
Who's Lena Dunham?
How about the New Yorker?
This was much more deep dive into Lena Dunham than I was expecting. A deep Dunham dive.
Who is she?
Define.
Well, Lena.
Define her.
She's this infidel.
I don't know. I kind of like her.
Only
she is
I
fun
can,
to make fun
can
of.
Say
yeah,
those
I like
infidels.
Her too. No, I don't really like her actually. But that's okay. I don't have to like everybody. I don't know. I don't like her position.
I'm
like the terrible in me.
Lena Dunham is the daughter.
She's against necrophilia, and that's
yeah,
fucking.
She's a little bit prudish when it comes to corpse fucking.
That's true.
So,
and
like,
if
she's
one
like,
thing,
oh, I'm gonna put ass eating on my show, like it's so fucking edgy. But
well,
then,
she
like,
has
God
corpse.
Forbid yeah. you want to fuck a dead person.
So
she gets all fucking like prejudiced about it.
I gotta
she gets
say,
corpse age restrictions, so she won't fuck a corpse after it's 3 days old.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, no, she needs to have like a fresh corpse because she's like, oh, it's
stock
more, it's like
snot.
Less gluten.
So to all of
like,
our listeners, if anybody have a fresh corpse recently deceased, please
yes.
let us.
But also, but you know what? But you know, like the videos she made of that.
Jack
like,
gave you our address earlier.
The videos, those corpse fucking videos she made, you know, like
oh, the
that
corpse
was,
fucker diaries. Yeah,
that's one of the, some of the first stuff shot on the Canon 7D. And you know that was
that
a really,
wasn't her.
A really historic moment in.
By the way,
she was
guys,
plagiarizing.
Pausing to save.
You keep fighting like a bitch.
Oh well.
How long is left?
You know, some of Jesus' followers initially rejected him.
And complained
okay.
like a bitch.
Yeah, I'm sure. Are you kidding me? Palestinians?
Yeah.
Right. Just like you.
All right. Wait, don't even get me started. Yeah. Anyways, so. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I was against Jesus in that one situation.
You know,
okay, when
Jesus forgives you. Jesus.
Okay, thanks, Johnny B-Roll. Johnny yeah. B-Roll, it's so yeah. good to have you back, man.
Yeah, it's okay.
We missed
I am
your gambling
B-Roll.
Stories and your and
we
your
didn't
funny
miss
community.
The anti-Semitism.
That's true. The anti-Semitism is kind of a new thing.
Yeah,
I like the anti-Semitism.
I haven't. I have a new opinion on Jews.
Let's hear it.
It's okay, I'm here with you.
Catch me after the show.
Yikes. Whoa, that makes me not want to catch you after the show. Someone's like, hey, let me tell you my secret opinion on the Jews later.
That's a safe person, yeah.
That always sounds like it's going to be a real fucking party. That's going to be a real laugh fest.
The Rothschilds are listening, man.
That's how you
man.
Get cucked in the back of a van full of swastikas.
Oh, I got so pissed. I went to the coffee shop next
door. Yeah, you took me to that fucking thing.
What thing?
There was the bookshop that we went to with another Apocalypse guest. I don't.
Which bookshop?
Was it the time you got cocked or not?
I fixed the door.
Yes, my wife got fucked by the Jews.
Yeah, in front of it, yeah. And I've never forgiven them, and that's why Johnny B-Roll is racist now.
I wouldn't call it racism. It's just truthism.
Whoa, Johnny B-Roll is a little bit of
Johnny
a...
Johnny
he's a little bit of an alt-right
Nazi,
guy.
Full Nazi.
I didn't realize that John Kirsten was like with the alt-right. This is interesting.
It started when he started listening to Joe Rogan, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah. That's how it always starts.
Yeah. And then he was
and
just
then
like,
the roids.
Yeah, exactly. And then he was just like walking around being like, you know, like, oh, you're just virtue signaling. That's all you're doing. And we were just like, we were like, no, John, you really, you know, your eyes are popping out of your head and your skin looks like shit. And, you know, he'd be like, you don't really fucking mean that. You're just saying that for currency.
Wow.
That's what he would say.
Jesus.
And then a week later, I swear to God.
Did it feel as though Nordic tuba music was playing inside your soul?
And you know what? A week later, I saw him and he was like, you know what? We need to take our country back.
From these globalist cucks.
Yeah, I kind of remember him telling me about like this like weird revelation he had, and he was all like getting spiritual about it and shit, but also like
you know what it really angers
really
me the most as the real Johnny B-Roll is it's people who claim to be U.S. military, but they're actually not
stolen valor.
Yeah, that's
well, you know. Well, I'm glad you're so comfortable around me. You know, it's great to stand unaccused.
Yeah, Jad, I heard that you were like begging for money in the mall, and you had like a bucket full of quarters, and you were wearing like your little army uniform.
And your dick was out.
And your dick was out, and all these real military guys started yelling, "Stolen valor! Stolen valor!"
Because they could smell it on you.
No, they were all just like, "Wow, look at the size of that dick."
You pissed your camo pants.
And the tiniest of those balls.
The truth is that you've never been in the military. You never fought a fucking fight in your life, Jad. You never even took a hit to the face. I can tell just looking at you, pussy ass bitch.
But I fear nothing. Okay? Where do you think I got that from?
Oh, you fear nothing because you've never even gotten your arm pinched.
I can attest that that's not true.
Oh, really? Yeah, you pinched his arm?
Yeah, I've spanked the bejesus out of that motherfucker. But anyways, let's continue.
I'm not saying he's never been spanked.
Okay, just to be clear. Because we're here at the podcast, are all about accuracy.
Wait, didn't you cut his nipples off that one time?
I did slice his nipples off that one time,
spanked
and
much more.
And he sewed into his eyelids.
Yep.
Just because he breaks hearts and gets snatched doesn't mean that he's actually legitimately gotten any valor. That shit is stolen valor. Oh,
stolen valor!
Stolen valor!
Stolen!
So is the snatch while we're at it, let's be honest.
Stolen snatcher! A snatch to snatcher!
Snatch stealer.
Guys, I think it's time for us to say a little prayer.
Oh?
Gather round. Oh, Jesus.
Praise
be. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, I'm so sorry.
Oh, Jesus, I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'm so sorry for all the terrible, shitty fucking things I've done.
I'm so sorry for all the terrible, shitty things I've fucking done.
Oh, please forgive me.
Oh, please forgive me.
Oh, please tell me there's something I can do besides cutting my dick off.
Oh, please tell me there's something I can do besides cutting my dick off.
Oh God, why? Jesus, please, come on.
Oh God, why? Please, Jesus, come on.
I'll build you a little church.
I'll build you a big church.
Out of gingerbread.
I'll build you a gingerbread motherfucking church.
Gingerbread motherfucking church.
Don't make me cut my dick off, God.
Don't make me cut my dick off, God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise be.
I think the name you're looking for is Muhammad.
Am I praying to the wrong god to not get my dick cut off?
Yes.
All right. Bismillah. Ana bidi ina itama usairi.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Min fadlak.
Wahaim.
Ma usairi. Bas.
That's Arabic.
Nailed the leg.
Yep.
Do you say something after the prayer? Takbir.
Cut your dick off.
Takbir.
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 Don't cut my dick. Takbir. All right. Any other religions? Anybody know any other incantations? Anybody know something in Klingon or like Elvish? Something fun? I know what we'd say in French.
I got a Satanist thing for you. It goes, Hail Satan.
Is that where anti-Semitism comes from?
What's the band that sings Black Hole Sun?
Chris Cornell. Oh, he's dead.
Soundgarden.
That's a lot of people a lot of people hail Satan.
They realize
Yeah, but Johnny B-Roll really looks like some weird, like, long-haired, like, doped out, like, Seattle grunge dude who,
just,
like...
I'd like to say that it's
weird.
It was because of that whole thing with the, you know, the Jews, that they beat me up and made me look different.
All right, fuck him. Let's cut off his dick, too.
Okay, Johnny B-Roll, welcome back, but I'm going to cut my dick, so you ready to cut yours?
We're going to cut your head.
No.
We look like Nazis on the Apocalypse.
Yeah, that dick is coming off. Nazis. One way or another, that dick is coming off, Johnny B-Roll.
And we don't tolerate Nazi dick for a goddamn second, that's for sure. Dead or alive.
Yeah. Johnny B-Roll, either you got to renounce your new Nazi ways or you got to cut your dick.
I'd like to relabel
your
that.
Hair, bitch.
I'd like to equivocate what you're calling Nazism as, let's call it alt-right.
Oh, recant your alt-right ways,
Pepe
Johnny
the Frog ain't gonna save you now.
Jesus, who knew John Kirsten was such
cut
a racist alt-right guy? What a bummer. He always did hate minorities.
All right,
that's
tie,
one thing about
him. Tie him the fuck down. Tie him down. Let's get him. Grab him. Oh, God.
Oh, tie him down.
Oh, he's not that strong.
No.
I got him.
No.
I got him also. Okay.
Oh.
Wait.
Slap him.
Wait, hang on.
Please don't. No.
So much blood.
Oh, my dick is being cut.
Oh no!
Why would you do this?
It cut like butter.
Why would you make me like the Jews?
Cut his dick.
I never saw something cut so easily. It was like
super fragile.
Like, I was right. Using a butter knife.
You don't need to add
it
insult to injury.
Right through.
Small, I get it.
All right. Well,
and then I accidentally
wait,
took off
his
balls
because
they were so small.
I
no, I already cut it off.
Back.
His
oh, they just grow back.
That's right. That's the
problem. No,
I
cut off his
back.
Dick, and remember, he had like he had a decent sized
dick
and very tiny,
big dick and small
testicles.
Balls to remind you.
And
all.
I accidentally took the balls too.
Yeah, is all of it. So I'm.
He's got nothing left.
Yeah,
now.
I'm gonna sing like high pitched choir songs for the rest of my life.
Just shove them back in there, make them ovaries.
Yeah, you might as well.
Look, guys, it's time for us all to apologize. No, Sarah.
Oh my God, he's dead.
Sarah, fucking apologize to Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
And be specific about all the bad things you've done.
I am so sorry I keyed your car.
For cutting Johnny B-Roll's dick off.
That shit was not right. You know, I was real upset because you were kind of a dick, but it really, you know... It wasn't your fault, man.
What'd you key into his car?
Like, you know, a really minimalist dick, you could say. Mm-hmm.
Like yeah.
So like, he looked at this, he was like, is this even a dick? Like, who are we? What is life?
It's okay, I paid for it. I totally paid
for
it.
He's like, is this an ostrich? Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Kristen, apologize. Apologize to your Lord and Savior.
I'm sorry, me?
Yeah.
Apologize to God?
Yeah.
Well, or Satan, or Satan.
At least apologize to Satan.
I don't apologize to shit. But I can start by saying that Satan, there are times when I could have been more evil.
That's true.
And I do almost feel bad about it.
As well you should.
But I don't have a time machine. You know, so in the future, I'm just going to cut off more dicks more regularly.
Well, every week we need 2 or 3 dicks to be cut off. So at least you know that you'll have reliable work.
Yep.
In the caliphate that is Radio Free Brooklyn.
Praise.
Anyways, Johnny B-Roll.
I'm sorry for being the actual and truthful Johnny B-Roll.
He's safe. He's back.
Yeah, that's about all I'm sorry for.
It sucks for anyone else.
No,
who's
apologize.
Trying to be
something
Johnny
specific
B-roll.
From your past.
Yeah, for being Johnny B-roll, actually and truly.
I mean, that was pretty bad.
Yeah.
When you did that.
No, and
all of
and,
us were like, "Jeez."
Right, and when when I still did that to the current time being of, you know, existing as Johnny B-roll.
Interesting. Not good enough. Apologize again. First, lash yourself, and then apologize.
I'm pretty sure I got my dick cut off.
Nope. We need a good lashing then to just even everything out. And then it's like when you got like a little... It's like when you can floss your teeth. You got to floss on both sides. To keep it
yeah.
Bounce.
Yeah, all right.
So you're in luck, Johnny B-Roll, because lashing happens to be my specialty.
So,
yeah, that's right, Jad.
Here's, when you're going to get a lashing.
Jad, here's...
Lash
oh, get ready.
Here's,
get ready for it. And Jad, here's a one.
Yeah, well, here's...
Oh! Yeah, okay, good.
Oh, wait.
Another,
but,
another.
Wait.
Give another.
But,
oh, you have no choice.
But, oh, here's two. Wait. Can I make my appeal?
Oh, shut
can
up.
I make... I gotta
fuck.
Make an appeal.
Can you make
oh,
it?
That's three.
Oh,
Akbar. So here's where I'm at. I got my dick cut off.
Lash him again. Lash
no,
again.
No, not
again.
Oh!
Yikes.
All right, wait. Let me make my case,
shut the
please.
Fuck up.
Please stop, please. Oh! Okay, I gotta make my case here. So I have my dick cut off, and I also have hemorrhoids from doing so much heroin. Isn't that apologizing on both sides of the equation?
First off, there's no such thing as doing too much heroin.
Yeah.
Okay, right off the bat. Because we here at the podcast are pro-heroin.
Yes, it's just that hemorrhoids are an unfortunate fact of daily heroin.
What are hemorrhoids? Who are we? What is life?
I mean, that's the thing about heroin is it makes the hemorrhoids okay.
All I know of is hemorrhoids, Polaroids, and
how do you alphabets? Even deal with hemorrhoids without heroin? Like, the fact that people get hemorrhoids and they're not on heroin, to me, that's
what
pathetic.
What a bunch of dumb motherfuckers.
Wow.
I'm going to just ride this one out without injecting anything into my penis.
Okay, real tough.
Real cool, bro.
I'm going to use Preparation H.
I'm sorry you have the luxury of injecting things into your penis now that mine's been cut off.
It is. Well, it'll grow back, and then you'll be able to
You're
inject
right.
things
it will grow
directly
back. back as it has in the past.
Vein on the tip of your dick.
It will never grow back. That thing was pathetic. It didn't even have roots. Did you see it?
Well, at least it was much bigger than my balls.
It definitely never maintained an erection.
Very good callback. Well, you guys have been listening to the Apocalypse.
This is it.
This is not,
I have an apology to make.
Yeah, please.
I gotta apologize. Okay, listen. There's a lot of shit going around right now about sexual misconduct, and I have something to say, which is that in the year 2005, I killed a lot of people because I wanted to have sex with their dead bodies.
Oh my god, does everyone have to steal my fucking shit? Is this all dudes do?
Yes.
But...
Jesus Christ, let me have one thing, you fucks.
She's got a point. Dad. I think maybe you should lash yourself. You're used to it. You did it when you were a kid every year.
You're so okay. good at it.
All right. Nobody else do it.
Just, it's a Shura.
Only I can
it's
do it.
It's a Shura, Jad. We'll give you a candy afterwards. Just lash yourself.
Oh, and here's a one.
Harder.
Do it harder, Dad. Lash yourself.
That was the most pussy-ass fucking lashing I've ever seen. You don't even have a mark on yourself.
I'm a plagiarist and I'm flogging myself and there's a two.
Admit your stolen valor.
Oh, I did steal my valor.
Do it again. Lash yourself again.
Hit yourself hard.
I'm a fucking fake. I'm a fucking fraud.
You're phony.
Yes,
oh,
you are.
And there's a three.
Yes, you are.
He's a phony.
Wow, that was unconscious for a second there. That was his head and everything.
That this is happening to me, Chad. Oh, and there's a four.
Are these lashes or orgasms? I'm like super confused.
It's hard.
And the last thing, and the last one.
Chad only makes one sound.
I must say that in this moment, before all of you. I really am, for the first time in my life, afraid.
There he goes. Wow.
And there's a five.
Ooh.
Oh, God, it hurts.
Yeah, I imagine that it does. Slicing your flesh with those razor blades.
Oh,
anyways,
God, over and over.
You guys have been listening to the Apocalypse on Radio Free Brooklyn. Pretty great. You know, I'd be jealous if I was you.
Very good. The New Yorkers tuning in, as you mentioned earlier.
Bunch of fucking idiots.
All listening to Democracy Now.
You fucking cowards. Like, where are you, Apocalypse?
Now
we see you.
It's
we
like dictatorship
you.
Later.
We're like, you know, we've got Jesus on our side. So, like, he's watching you when you're whacking off, thinking, like, nice. They're like, really?
Authoritarianism in the near future is the new Democracy Now.
Democracy
then.
Yesterday.
Tyranny then.
On the History Channel.
Tyranny then.
God, we're so smart here at the podcast.
Why do we have jobs?
I know. Oh, by the way, the Apocalypse. The Apocalypse. Your humble host was hired by Newsweek last week.
Woo! Hired by
but
Newsweek.
But I didn't last an entire week. I didn't last even. They measure their units by weeks there, obviously, because also it's run by a cult, like literally an actual cult. But we can get into that another point.
It's a whole other pedophilia shtick.
Yeah, it's a whole other. Well, I won't go that far. But it is a cult. But anyway, so I didn't even last one whole news week. It was just news part of the day, you know? And the humble
news
host.
News morning.
No, it was like news 13 hours. And then.
That's a long day.
Yep, your humble host sent an email being like, listen, the Apocalypse can't be mixed up in anything that's like too low brow, you know? I don't know if Newsweek's for me. Fuck you. And I quit on my first day. Out of honor.
And valor.
And real valor for the Apocalypse. And for mankind. And for Jesus. Like, if we're being real. Because anything that I do for Jesus' people, which is all of us, is for him. So that's another thing that's great about doing good things, like quitting Newsweek.
And you can add Newsweek to the list of traitors, which also includes High
Times.
Yeah,
High Times. Fucked over by High Times. Yes. Fucked over by Newsweek. Fucked over by Vice, let's be real. Fucked over by Alternet also. I mean, yeah. Yep. There's a whole just fucked over by...
All convenient.
That's why we say this is the only place on earth for truth is the Apocalypse. Because
speaking
you cannot trust the mainstream media. It's true.
Johnny B-Roll has some theories about who controls the mainstream media.
Osama bin Reagan.
Osama bin Reagan.
I'd like to take a second to...
No, please don't. Anyways, you guys have been listening to the Apocalypse.
Thanks.
pretty cool. I don't know. I think we might as well just kill it, right? Do we want to do the squid alarm ending? We can do the squid alarm ending, right?
Oh, God, yes.
Wait, okay, hang on.
You
got
to do my, like, undoing.
Oh, okay, yeah, we'll get to that. Well, we have to baptize you again, then.
Right.
That'll be perfect.
Can I have some of your weed?
Mm. Yeah.
Thanks, Reverend.
It's the last.
We should do our next apocalypse song like this. Everybody at
home. Oh yes, we should redo Hildegard von Bingham. Well, we can just do it now.
Yeah, go for it.
Every Friday at home.
Jesus with a vengeance for you.
Eh. Not that good. I think we can do better.
Every Friday at 2 p.m., Jesus does the law at Delray Beach, Florida.
You totally see, like, yeah, just
going off. Oh, good. 12 hours of foghorn sound effect. Well, guys.
This reminds me of being Tom Tenney's asshole.
Oh, that's true. That time that we took a vacation to Tom Tenney's asshole. That was fun. That was a fun vacation. And mommy.
Great trip.
Everyone was like, Mommy, why are we going deep into this man's asshole? And I was like, shut the fuck up, kids.
This is what we're doing right now.
Yeah, it's time for your baptism, Johnny B-Roll, because you've been away for so long. Time to get baptized.
In the blood of your own dick.
Yeah.
I know this is going to be weird at first, but listen, we've all done it, okay?
That's true. We've all
every
been taken out.
Every single person here.
So let's get you on this fucking barge. Let's take you out into that thick fucking fog.
Yeah.
Climb in.
Climb in. Come on.
Yeah, climb in, man.
Oh, my God. Don't hold your crotch like that.
Yeah, you know.
I know
ju-
it's still
I just,
bleeding, but.
Yeah, I got to hold on to it or else I'm going to die of blood loss.
That's all right, Johnny B-Roll. If there's one thing you always used to talk about, it's taking a needle to the dick. It's actually do you remember that episode? When you were like, geez, I sure do hope that they don't open my dick up.
Yeah, I do remember it. And I remember telling you specifically that that would be, it's like one of my limits where I don't participate in the show anymore. And
Well, you've already passed back. The only way for
we're
you to get your dick
about
back.
Breaking new bounds and like crossing
you are.
Exploring new things, cutting new things off that we weren't, that we didn't expect to cut off.
You are holding it over there.
Yeah, like
and
Cousteau,
I'm,
like
I'm,
Jacques Cousteau. By the way, you guys just opened a memory hole. Sometimes I tell stories from my childhood. When I was a little kid, I used to, memory hole. Yay!
Memory
oh wait, should I play the accordion music?
The memory hole.
Hang
music.
On.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Cousteau story.
This is a true
deep
Cousteau
into
story.
The entrails
memory
of
hole.
Pat
memory
Hildman.
Hole.
Oh my God!
All
right. It's opening up right in front of us like a portal into hell.
So when
that's
I was,
some weird
when I was
shit.
A little kid, I used to get food poisoning a lot. Mm-hmm. Especially in France.
You mean you were just a nervous puker?
No. So when I was a little kid, one time I was going to visit like this science museum, La Villette. It's a really cool museum if you go visit it. And this was like the late 80s, early 90s, and I was just shitting up a fucking storm, you know? And my brother was still in like a stroller.
Left and right.
And, yeah, and I was just shitting and then like wiping and then shitting and then wiping, and it was just bleeding from all the just like endlessly just shitting, just pissing blood.
Hemorrhoids, no heroin.
Around your asshole.
Terrible, terrible, terrible. And it was to the point where I was in such stomach pain that my mom had to put me in my brother's stroller. Because he still had a stroller. And I was like, oh, mama!
The
I
first time you felt your dick was cut off.
Yeah. I was like, mama!
You were emasculated.
Oh, I keep feeling like I have to go take a shit! And she was like, hey, Patrick! We cannot shit here! We are only allowed to shit in legally designated places!
She was like, get in the stroller, you little bitch. Here
you
go.
Yeah, she was like,
get
in the fucking stroller. So she's just wheeling me around. She's like, da-da-da-da, you can't shit here, blah, blah, blah. Wheel me around. And then I look down and I see a camera crew. And I'm like, hey, mom, why is there a camera crew down there? And she's like, oh, Patrick, it is Jacques Cousteau. Jacques Cousteau is coming to visit. I was like, oh, I love Jacques Cousteau. I was like, mom, oh, but I really have to shit. I was like, can you go get me his autograph? And she was like, oh, I can go get you his autograph, but I'm going to have to leave you here strapped to the stroller with your bowels evacuating themselves. And I was like, ma, it's a sacrifice that I'm willing to make. So she just left me there up on the veranda,
and she went down, down, down floors and just left me there to the crowd. I could have been stolen by Ukrainians. She got his autograph. And so the point is she abandoned me, but it was the right thing to do.
Wait, so
then I shat myself a lot.
Who is Jacques Cousteau?
Hey, I'm Jacques Cousteau, man. You don't know Cousteau?
I thought it was John Cousteau.
Oh, you guys are a bunch of fucking swine. All right, well, anyways, what were we talking about?
Wait, you know who is Jacques Cousteau?
He's a scuba French guy. He's the guy that invented the scuba.
He invented scuba. Yeah.
He invented scuba.
Wait, what do you mean he invented scuba?
French oceanographer who invented scuba. He invented the self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
That's super cool.
He also invented getting down like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was like, hell yeah. All right. Anyways.
Are you wet, baby?
So, Johnny B-Roll, Jad, I think you're going to perform the baptism on Johnny B-Roll.
All right, Johnny. Since you're back, we all been thinking about you while you were gone. We had you in our hearts. We had you in our prayers.
It's unraveling.
And we planned this little ceremony just for you. The plans were laid between us and the Lord.
As long as it's not the Jewish Lord.
Ooh, it is.
I don't know how I feel about this.
Abrahamic Lord.
You and your casual anti-Semitism. If there's one thing that people think of when they think of John Kirsten, it's like hating Jews. Go on, sorry.
I cannot help the
land. Sorry, Dad, help
me. Help the world that I'm in, the water I swim in, and neither can you, Johnny B. Roll. And you will be baptized today in the waters.
In the steamy waters.
You will be baptized.
Can I get a fucking hell yeah for the steamy waters?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh.
Just as long
as they're... In your own deck blood.
Christian waters.
Yeah, they're Christian.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything's real all, Christian with the apocalypse.
Jesus has been pissing in this pool for a long time.
Do you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
I mean, he's not a Jew anymore, right?
No, he's not.
Yeah, I do.
Do you accept the apocalypse as
king
your
of the Jews.
Source
by
of
the
truth?
Whoa. Jesus was not king of the Armenians. Jesus was not king of the Turks. Jesus was
definitely
king of the Jews.
Yeah, but he was only Jew for a little bit, right?
No, listen, the Gospels don't say the king of the Armenians, okay?
Yeah, it doesn't say. It's fish. It's a fish because he's king of the Jews. Sorry, go on.
Wait, like the legendary jam band fish?
Much like that. Continue.
Johnny, do you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
I don't know anymore.
Do you accept...
Well, you're on a barge.
Do you accept the Apocalcast as the source of truth and light?
As the only source of real news.
Yeah.
On all the webs.
Yeah.
And...
Do you accept the Apocalcast as the source of light through impenetrable darkness?
And repeat after me. No more rambling.
No rambling.
No more rambling.
And repeat after me, no more gambling.
No, well, just a little bit of gambling.
Okay, I'm gonna let that one slide. No Apocalcast.
And repeat after me.
Yeah.
The Apocalcast.
The Apocalcast.
Is the water that quenches my thirst.
Is the water that quenches my thirst.
That layeth me down beside still waters.
Wait. I got to replicate the accent too, right?
Yeah, we're from Cajun.
Cajun. All right.
We've been out in the bayou.
Down by the bayou.
I'm half French and half American. Therefore Cajun.
Down by New Orleans.
Down by Narlands.
Jersey.
The home of my ancestors, if they had been of my dual nationalities 100 years ago.
100 years ago.
A land
and
I've
Johnny
never been
B-Roll.
To, but somehow adopted
down the Boygan
of. Johnny
County.
B-Roll, now we will smear the blood across your head, which was taken from your scrotum.
Oh, give him the blood of the scrotum.
Forgot about my scrotum. Yeah, now I remember.
And with that, we will ordain you.
Wait. Let's prepare to throw him into the water so that we can finally take Jesus inside of him.
Prepare, Johnny B. Roll. Prepare.
Sarah, what's the best part of Jesus? It's the part when?
To have him inside of you.
It's when you take... Oh, Johnny B. Roll, you're way ahead of us. It's true. It's when you take the Lord inside of you.
Oh, I thought it was when he comes back.
Well, it's both. It's when he's inside of you and he comes.
Yep. I sure do fucking love Jesus, let me tell you.
Told you.
Okay, let's throw him in the water.
Ah! Here I am in the water.
Oh, look at him.
Oh, look at him squirming around in that water.
Oh, look at him struggling.
Yeah.
Yikes. Still bleeding out that dick hole.
You know that there's squid down in that water, right?
A lot of blood in the dick hole.
Oh, man.
So listen, mister. I know you ain't Johnny B-Roll. And I got some bad news for you. We got squid coming. And we're going to leave you down in there.
What kind of squid?
The kind of squid that are going to fuck you to death.
Oh, not that kind of squid.
Oh.
I hope you like my little oration, Johnny B-Roll. I worked on it for a long time.
Oh, shit. Oh, here comes the squid alarm. Now confess, who the fuck are you?
I can't confess because the squid's eating me.
Well, listen, if you confess, we'll give
you
a quick death.
They haven't got you in every hole yet.
We'll give you a quick death if you confess. Now, who are you, fake Johnny B-Roll?
Ah! My name's Cecil O'Fear!
I knew it! Cecil, you fuck!
Ah, I'm dead!
I knew we
could! I'm dead!
See? See?
Well.
Okay, everybody! What have I been saying for so long?
Well, now, thank you guys for listening to the Apocalypse.